Hey, everybody. I want to thank you for coming and seeing me on the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour. We've announced the second leg. It starts up in February, February 13th in Orlando, then February 14th in Tampa. Going to be in Buffalo, February 28th. Boston, March 6th, Philly, March 7th. Go to dansoder.com. The whole second leg, all the way through April, is on sale. All available at dansoder.com. I fucking love you guys. This is Colin Turrell. You know him from the podcast Cockfight.
Yes, Cockfight.
And his own show, which might come back at any moment.
My podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back, actually. Did you know that?
No,
I just guessed. Had a feeling?
I just fucking guessed
it. I needed a break. I needed to unwind. Well, yeah. I was doing 2 hours solo a week, which was
That's insane.
It was too much.
That's insane. I think Bill Burr was the best at doing that.
Sure.
He did the best solo podcast. Solo, every time I've tried to do it, it makes me feel genuinely insane.
It does. And then you, one day you start saying something, and then even at the end of the sentence, you go, that was stupid, and I didn't have anyone to go, shut up, you.
I need guardrails.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude.
You gotta see someone's face go, what?
A solo podcast would just be the rantings of a madman. I would start talking about like 1988 Survivor Series finishes.
Sure.
Where I'd be like, don't you understand? This is all connected.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of trying a solo podcast, it makes me understand people that have lost their minds. Because they're just podcasting.
Yeah, you go nuts.
They just have podcasted off the cliff. Like crazy people outside. They're just podcasting.
There might be a couple of crazy people that would have a better podcast than when I was solo.
Is that the new network? Are we getting, me and you, we're like bum hunters? We're going to like grab them and then like... Wake with the help of Pimp, we'll like put a mic on them and then put out their episodes where you go, This is Jim from 26th Street and 6th Avenue. He's like,
yeah, he's got like one of those little furry mics attached to his cup while he's doing.
How many bodies you got? And he goes, sex? He goes, dead. Is this under a bridge? I'm talking about people you killed. Dude, one of my favorite videos, I'll show you. I send this to Sagalo when we're on the road and we're about to smoke weed. But this guy's energy is the kind I was just thinking about. It's this, I found this video online and it's a guy and he goes, smoke a bowl. And he goes, then what? He goes, make your way down the slide. I'm going to show you. This guy fucking rules.
First, smoke a ball.
Okay. And then what do I have to do?
And make it down the slide.
He's probably figuring it all out.
That guy fucking rules, dude. That's like, if I were the kind of guy that would be like, you know, going right for merch, there's no way I don't make a smoke a bowl and make your way down the slide.
But
I'm sending it to you so you can edit, he'll edit it right in.
These guys,
so people watching, they go,
these guys are right though. You smoke a bowl, go on the swings. Don't be too complicated. Like if people are overcomplicating. Everyone's listening to Huberman about, you know, make sure you see the light at 6 a.m. or whatever. No.
Dip your face in a bowl of ice with tape over your mouth.
Yeah,
and
scare a dog twice a day or whatever.
They do that. They go, I don't eat anything that isn't a super protein. I wake myself up with an electrical charge. Then I do 6 hours of cardio where I don't have a sip of water. Yeah. We'll just have a homeless guy do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Box wine gets you angry. Bottled wine gets you horny. And you go, what a great way.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Huberman put out of business by bums.
Yeah, let's put like all those, him and what are the other guys that do that? Huberman, who's the other guy?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of that.
Huberman's the only one.
The running guy.
Goggins?
Goggins, who's like, life is pain!
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know if I need that much.
Yeah, Goggins is always like, I ran on a sprained ankle for 200 miles. And this guy's like, my leg is leaking. My leg has been leaking since 1998.
If the bone's coming out, that means you ain't doing it hard enough. But there are, that's like when I see people that are into like tent churches.
Which?
Like, you know, like people that go to like churches where they dance with snakes. Have you seen like Southern Baptists or any of these?
I've never seen no snake.
Because
church.
What I love about Ireland is you guys
we got rid of those snakes. St. Patrick.
Yeah, you guys,
be gone.
You guys played it off and then they fucking came here and we took them and danced with them. We're like, these are my friends. But it's like Pentecostal churches will speak in tongues and they'll do a thing where they're like, they're holding snakes because they're proving that God loves them so the snakes won't bite them.
Okay.
So they like dance and they speak in tongues. It's fucking wild.
But what I love, no one gives Americans credit for when we take your guys' shit and go crazy with it.
Jazz it up a little.
Jazz it the fuck up. That's why I'm so proud to be an American.
I get it.
Is because we take something like Catholicism, which I could argue it's the Italians and the Irish perfected it.
Sure.
The Italians had the Vatican and they had all the Italians power. You guys were just straight up super fans.
Yeah.
Ireland was like, you're like, you guys is Catholicism.
We just needed it because we used to be the Celts, you know? So we were like worshiping big stones. Like that was like kind of it. All these white guys with dreadlocks was worshiping stones. And then these guys showed up and we're like, oh yeah, our guy can do magic. And we're like, all right, that's better.
They go, what? And he goes, he had a son that walked across water and you're like, what?
It was so easy.
This rock hasn't done shit. Imagine how mad you are if you're the rock god and you're like, this is going pretty good.
Or if we're wrong, we show up after. There's a bunch of rocks going, what the hell?
Well, you guys had it. You were right in the beginning. It's us. It's the rock
people. The devil won.
The devil is walks across the water and you go, fuck. But like, you know, like my mom always says she was raised Irish Catholic, but she wasn't raised Irish Catholic. She was raised American Irish Catholic, yes. Which is like, it's like more flavor, more sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. I always get confused. I go over here, and then I was going to church for some holiday with my in-laws, and then in the middle of one of the sermons, the guy turns around and he's talking about life and difficulty, and then he's like the other day I was talking to my wife, and I went, what?
Yeah.
I go, whoa, what?
No.
Got him. We got him.
Yeah.
He's not a priest. He's a liar.
He got it. He's just wearing a wire. You pull it up. He's got the wind, the ring.
We're listening to a guy who eats pussy. He doesn't know anything about Jesus. I'm like, yeah, what do you know?
I need a guy starved for human touch.
Yeah, I need a guy who's not allowed around kids. Yeah. That's Jesus.
Yeah, they go, do you think they want to fuck those kids? They're doing it because it's really the easiest option.
I don't want a guy who's like pretending that he has to go to mass because his wife's nagging him. He's like, oh no, I got a big funeral. I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go give big ups to the big guy.
Yeah.
You know, women. That's so, yeah, because it's, I thought it was Catholic priests aren't allowed to marry.
Dunno.
See, I'm Episcopalian, which is very funny.
Okay.
The Episcopal Church was created by the King of England so he could get divorced.
Okay, I thought the Church of England, is it?
Yeah, it's like pretty much the church. It's like, I don't know if you could look that up, but the Episcopal Church is like...
The Episcopal.
It's like Catholic, they've joked around, it's like Catholic light. But it is like, they allow divorce. They're like, oh no, you can
get divorced. Whatever, yeah, condoms and stuff. Well, that's what the...
Yeah.
I never even understood.
And they allow the priest to get married.
Yeah, which is, I think is probably... It's
way better.
Yeah, for the priest and then all the victims. But... I don't know. I truly do believe I'm listening to someone who's not munching box more. I feel like he's purer. He's closer to heaven.
Because he's not fucking.
Because he's not. He's just
got backed up nuts.
He's just blue ball to the gills.
And they can't jerk off either, can they?
They're not allowed to do nothing.
Which is crazy.
No.
God, let them.
No way.
Let the air out. You know you can blow up tires if they're pumped too full of air.
He's on a frequency. He's like,
pinging?
He's talking to God daily.
That's Huberman. Those are the first Huberman stuff where they're like, don't touch your dick. You're going to get so much done. And everyone's like, it just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel much more comfortable talking to a guy that has empty nuts.
You
about
do?
God. About God.
Yes, yeah, because he
goes like, it's chill, baby. I just got my dick sucked.
Yeah.
God's beautiful.
But also, there's a lot of priests are banging chicks, especially in Ireland. Yeah.
So that's the thing.
That's kind of the thing.
So do you think, like, you know how they say married men attract women more? Do you think priests attract more women because they go like, I know that berry's full of juice. Do you think that?
No, because they'd come over and go, tell me about your temptations.
And
they'd say to the husband, I'm just going to do a little prayer with your wife today. Yeah.
Bunch of hand stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to put our hands together in different ways.
Yeah, she could. The husband comes home, she's soaking wet. It's like, it was just covered in holy water.
He goes, sorry, he blessed me. He goes, I don't know, it smells like. The blessing smells a little like piss. they call it squirt. You know, it's mostly piss. I don't know if you know. Yeah, I didn't know that. That would make sense. If you were a priest and you wanted pussy.
Loads of them were banging left, right, and center. Especially in Ireland back in the day. So this is like when my parents were growing up. Maybe it was a little bit out of that. But certainly my grandparents. You had an obligation to give the church one of your family members.
What?
They, as a priest or a nun. So
one of them had to go.
They pretty much essentially, they were socially pressured into it. So you'd have 9 kids. One of them would die of polio. The other one would leave to England. And then whichever ones were left, usually the dim ones or the pig's ears, as we'd say, you know, yeah. The queers, right? Yeah, so yeah. The pig, they'd send the pig's ear to the church.
That's
because
so funny.
So you'd have one kid going, "Hi, Dad." He'd go, "You're a priest, fuck off.
It's Daddy, I just believe in stuff." And he goes, "You're a man of the cloth."
Exactly.
The first day he does that, where he's like, "Dad, it's just downstairs by the river." And he goes, "Pig's ear, we're sending them."
There was. All the priests were at a little bit of fucking show, yeah. They had a little jazz to them, yeah, for
because,
sure.
Yeah, because that's not allowed in Catholicism, so they're like, you better put on a robe.
Well, you
had
to give, they would show up and go, "Which one do you want to give us?" And they go, "I don't like that one. He dances a little too good."
But I'm always amazed with how much shame that breeds in sex. Like,
yeah.
Specifically, Catholicism seems like there's like, if you jerk off, you're like, "God watched me, everyone's mad at me."
Yeah.
Whereas like, I was talking to Louis Katz about this, and I've brought this point up before. He like talks about how horny he is all the time with an air of like, "Yeah, dude, I'm just hornier." And I go, "You don't have any shame." I go, you just fuck. And he goes, "Yeah, because in Judaism, they don't shame you."
Yeah.
They're like, "Sex is great. Have sex. You should have sex." And you're like, "Oh, okay." And that's why they're all like, "Yeah." Like, I talked to Ari about this. I was like, "You don't have any shame." And he goes, "No, why do you think I'm showing my dick and nuts all the time?" He's like, "Because I don't have," whereas like, I grew up obviously not Catholic. I grew up like Episcopalian, but not even, barely. But there was still shame.
Sure.
Don't show your penis. You don't show your dick.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But also the Jews, like, I think they don't have like an afterlife, right? So this is their end.
This is it. Get
this
it
is like
in.
What are you saving it for?
Get it in.
You know what I mean? We're being good boys so we can live in the clouds for a while.
But we don't even know if it's gonna happen.
I'm willing to bet. I'm gambling.
I know.
You're gonna look like a fool when I'm with my rock gods.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, me and you have the same parlay ticket. So I'm hoping it cashes.
Yeah.
Cause if not, dude, I
should be whipping it out.
If it's true, if the Jews are smoking them because they got them, and that's what it is, or they're like, "Smoke it if you got it. Let's fucking rock this
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. You can't spend it when you're dead.
I always wonder about that. That's why I'm always amazed with people who claim to be afterlife experts.
Yeah.
Like after, like people that die for a minute on an operating table, and then they come back, and then they write a book.
About what they saw?
Yeah.
And what is that? That's like just a DMT. Trip, right? Yeah, isn't just, that the same?
You just got a little DMT in your brain.
Whatever that, yeah, your little.
That's why I won't smoke DMT.
Your
third eye.
Your little third eye gets wiped open, yeah.
That's why I won't smoke DMT.
Have you never done that?
No, I don't want to do it in case there is no afterlife. And that's the hit your body gives you. And I've already done it.
No, now you're.
It's like drinking. You know, like how the first beer is always the best? You like the first beer, you're like. And then the second
ever
beer,
in your life, though?
No, I'm just talking about in a night. First beer, you go. You're like whistling about it. You're like, "That's cold. Look at that." Then the second beer, you don't give a shit about.
I think it's going to be more like riding a horse or something. And you're going to be like, "Oh," and get booked. And I'll be like, "Follow me."
Oh, you're
I've been around.
You're long heaven hair.
Yeah.
How many times have you done DMT?
Probably 7 or 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen the thing that everyone claims where they all see the same thing?
I've seen stuff that, because it's like, you don't see a physical. In my opinion, I never saw like a physical kind of guy, but I saw like, the idea. It's like a dream almost where you go, "It was my house, but it wasn't my house." You know, I saw people, but it wasn't people or something.
And do you think that was it? Do you think they like let you, do you think DMT lets you look into the afterworld?
No, I think it's just a chemical in your brain that gets released and it looks cool. And
that's what I'm saying.
I will say, last time I did it, I smoked it and I don't know what happened. You kind of pass out. I woke up and I had a little recording.
Talking about Cash App. Talking about money. No, man, I was on a show about money, but I am stupid about it, especially with these apps. But if you get Cash App, I'm telling you right now, very easy way to send money, to get money. It's just one of those ones where there's not a lot of headache. You can buy stuff with Cash App. And Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. Unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. So when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status. That unlocks stuff like $200 in free overdraft coverage or higher borrow limits and customized personal cash back offers every Fridays at places you love to shop. And if you don't have Cash App, go sign up, because for a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they just use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up, and then send $5 to a friend within 14 days. That's all you got to do. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotional provided by Cash App, a Block Incorporated brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure.
I will say, last time I did it, I smoked it, and I don't know what happened. You kind of passed out. I woke up, and I had a little recording on my camera to, like, to try...
Like a Paranormal Activity
thing? No, I set up
I set up
the camera like a podcast, yeah. Essentially. Go, okay, guys, welcome to Calm Turtle Podcast.
And I'm Calm Turtle, and this is Smoking DMT.
This is Dealing With My Trauma.
Yeah, this is Trying to Find Love. Down, 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 down. And you smoke and you go...
But somewhere in that trip, I just got this sense of sadness. And then when I came out, and I was just like, man, I just feel so sad or something. And then I just started crying. And I just cried for like 30 minutes. I mean, like, damn, bawling my eyes out. And then at the end, I'm like, oh. Then I just turned the camera off.
That's so funny. That move.
It wasn't like fun. I was supposed to be like, I saw an alien and he was juggling the sun. And I was just bawling my eyes out for 30 minutes.
And then on a... When you're picking it, when you're finally packing it up, and you're like,
yeah, bloop, bloop. Yeah, I just like, share, subscribe. Bloop, bloop. I'm gonna go off to the Patreon. Yeah.
That's why one of my favorite videos, a great subreddit, is Cringe TikToks.
Oh,
and
nice.
And they show just like crazy TikToks. Not always, they show other shit, but something they'll show is people in cars having breakdowns.
Yeah.
One of the funniest ones was like when you come out as polygamous to your partner of 6 years and they deny you, and it's like a girl that looks like she works in a Williamsburg bookstore, and she's like, and she's like really like pulse crying, and then a guy duets it, and he like shows himself setting up his camera and then going like, yeah. And you're like, because you did the whole DMT trip and ended up in the cry.
Yeah.
But there are people that set up to cry. And then they go.
There was a mother with her kid.
Remember that kid?
And she goes like, fucking cry better.
Yeah. And they got Captain America.
She forgot to edit it out.
Yeah. They got Captain America to say hello to him. He was like, they were bullying me. And she's like, and he was cry more. Come on, cry. Yeah. I feel like if you see someone doing a rant on their phone in a parking lot, it should be mandatory that you run up and go right on their window. And just in the real, like, don't get killed. But like, you know what I mean? If someone's like in the thing and they're like, and I'm going to tell you why Donald Trump is taking away. Just come up and go just on their window. Like, oh shit. We need to come up with a word. Just for them to yell out, so that if I see it on the internet, they can go like, Zorro! And you go, yeah, that's one of ours. Because people need to start pushing back to people doing public TikToks.
Mm. Yeah, they're always dancing over Penn Station now, all the Asians.
Yeah, I walk right
through. Well, they are all Asians. I don't know what to tell you.
Listen. I'm not booking it. I'm just telling you who's there. I'm just telling you who's there.
You made that racial. I just say what I saw.
I'm just telling you, if you walk into Grand Central, you'll see it.
There's a new thing over at Penn Station, the Monaghan Hall or whatever. And then at the end, they all get together. And I think they all, like, that's like where they hang out. And then they'll all be in a little, like a
did
pyramid.
Did you TikToks?
Thing. Yeah. And then I'm just walking by, go, get out of my country.
Okay, move. And they go, what was that? The guy goes, I'm from Minnesota. Is this an Asian guy? I grew up in Minneapolis. Yeah, there. When I've walked through TikToks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because New York City, you
could be recognized too, because it's like, oh, Dan Soda. Like,
stop.
In the back.
That's why you got to stop and look at the camera and go, fuck these pussies.
Check
and
out
then
my
you keep walking. I stop and I look at the camera and I go, fuck these, kill these people.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah.
This fucking sucks.
Give me all your money. But I've walked through like quickly, and they act like you're rude.
Yeah, yeah.
When you walk through a TikTok,
is that
they get like mad at you. They're like, "Hello, And you're like, yeah, you're on Sixth
Avenue. I do. I must say, I get hooked when they have those the gym ones. You know, with some chick sets up the gym, and she's like this, and then some guy walks by, just like scratching his belly button, and she's like, "Excuse me, I'm doing my weights here."
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, sorry."
Yeah,
you know, and then it turns around to that guy in the car going, "How dare you?"
Oh, that really Jerry
Swole.
Yeah, Jerry, and he goes, "I'm going to tell you right now, if this guy's getting to the gym, he's already accomplishing something. He doesn't need you pushing back." That's the voice you
don't
need to have.
You don't own the gym. This isn't a private gym. I hope you do better.
I hope you do better.
Yeah, he goes, we all got to come together and do better.
Both of us will be much more successful if we start using that tone a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Dan Soder, and I'm going to show you how you can live like a homeless person in New York City.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good holidays. Listen, maybe you get gifts this year and someone doesn't get you the gift you wanted, which is a new wallet. Well, you can go get it yourself. You can go get the Ridge wallet. I got one years ago from the Cumtown guys, and this thing's badass. But guess what? They got the new Ridge 2.0. Update, baby. Everything the Ridge 1 had, but now 10% lighter. And they made it modular with improved cash straps, money clips, AirTag attachments so you won't lose it. Because we've all lost our wallet, but now you got an AirTag on it. So you're like, well, let me find out where this is. Plus, over 50 colors and styles to choose from. You can even get a wallet with your favorite NFL, MLB, or college team. Perfect for a late holiday gift or a gift for yourself if they didn't get you the right gift. For a limited time, Ridge is having their huge holiday sale. Head to Ridge.com to get up to 47% off your order. That's by far the biggest discount they've given all year. That's Ridge, RIDGE.com for up to 40% off your order during their biggest sale of the year. After your purchase, they're going to ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you. Thanks.
Yeah, I feel like in the next 5 years, comics are going to be real humbled. And we're just going to come back to being like,
I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm 2 weeks away from doing like fucking hamburger reviews. around the Lower East Side going, that's a Collie 6.8.
Someone knocks on it. Zorro, you go, I'm fucking doing a goddamn hamburger review. I had to pay for this Volvo with my own fucking money. Anyways, back to this smash burger. Put your hand behind
it. Yeah, I'm doing mukbang videos in my car.
Thank you, Royal King 19. I'll dip it French fries in it. Dude, that'll be great.
Yeah, exactly. Pizza
just me
and milkshake.
Eating something and looking at comments. The streaming shit. You were saying that. Like, he was saying, like, streaming's killed the rap game. Like, people don't want to be rappers anymore. They want to be streamers.
This is the new thing.
Streaming's the most.
There was only one way out of the hood.
Now it's streaming. Now it's going like this. What's up,
24-hour streams.
Yeah, now hitting yourself with a pool noodle. Hitting each other with pool noodles. It's so funny because it is, like, we watched, you watch like the industry, which is gone now, but you watched people kiss ass in the industry.
Sure.
Like get favors to like with bookers that were doing like Letterman or Conan when late nights were big. So you watch people like finagle that. And then podcasts became big and you watched people like finagle that and like get in with people and have success or whatever. But you wonder if the next thing is like just streamers just being like, hey, can I show up at your house at 3 p.m. and do a 5-minute set? And then Kai Cenat's like, yeah, I don't know. Just like on his computer and you're behind it and you're like, so I was on, you guys on the apps? These guys, Kai Cenat's like reading his stream. He's like, yeah, I don't know who he is either. I hope he leaves soon.
Yeah, just.
I got Kanye coming by. He's going to take medication live on the air. That's like what he does. He goes, this is lithium. Kanye live. All right. See what it does. Yeah, I don't know where we're fucking headed.
It might. Yeah, it might. I don't know. I think it's all just, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Me and you.
I'm so confused.
Begging to be streamers on a 16-year-old stream.
I could. Yeah, it sounds nice to be some sort of streamer influencer thing where it's like something you want to do anyway, somehow it's like monetized, but then the second that happens I'm like, fuck this, I hate fucking or whatever.
That's what
whatever
it is.
You're monetizing.
But you know what it is, that's I think what you're describing right now is how we all felt about porn when we were 12 years old and going through puberty. You're like, these guys just fuck beautiful women and they get paid to do it.
Yes,
that's incredible. Uh-huh. And then you get older and you go, it ain't that. It ain't that at all. It's a hard job, you know, pardon the pun, but like you are like I couldn't get my boner hard if they were like, hey, you got to film for 3 hours fucking. You're like, I don't want to fuck for 3 hours.
That's crazy.
I don't want to, you know. And now you see like Twitch streamers and you go, I wouldn't want to play video games for that long. I want to play like.
I just can't even be looked at that long. It's like, it's fucking, it's insane. And they do it for what, like 6 weeks?
Just like 6 weeks. Go.
And they're just like snoozing on camera.
That's like.
It's literally the self-made Truman Show.
Yes.
These guys watch Truman and went, that's a good idea.
They go, what can do that.
Mr. Beast goes, I've built an entire village so that I can stream 24 hours a day.
I smile without moving my eyes. It's one of the most disturbing characteristics and the short sign that I am a lizard person. And he just goes, yeah. His smile is like, are you going to eat it? It is. They did. They took Truman Show and they were just like, fuck it.
That guy, Mr. Beast, is nuts too. But I've heard of people talking about being on those shows that he does. And he's not part of any of it, you know?
He just shows up at the end.
He just shows up and kind of presents it like for 30 minutes. He's like, this is day one. And then he'll come around and go, this is day two of us. And he's not there at all. And then he just gets flown back to wherever the fuck he goes.
To lay in goo.
Yeah.
I just assume that's what the ultra rich do, is that they just lay in some sort of cold but warm goo that feels good. Similar to when they pulled Neo out of the Matrix.
100% like that.
Kind of like that.
He's working on something.
I always think about that shit with like Mr. Beast is a kind of guy where you're like, who are you for real?
Does he even have a part of him where you think this guy's doing horrific crimes? Or is it worse? He's not.
You know, they're
They're
doing a new Bond movie, right? That Amazon bought the Bond franchise.
Okay.
So they're recasting Bond. I just heard that Tom Holland's out for some reason. I didn't realize why. But they're like all the big UK guys are up right now for like who's going to play James Bond. I think a great Bond villain is a Mr. Beast type. Where a guy that looks like he's doing all this stuff, but in reality, he's like doing some crazy fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And James Bond has to go and defeat Mr. Beast. It even sounds like
Mr. Beast,
your chocolate tastes what is like
it this,
shit.
Well, yeah. What is it this time?
Are you going to set it on fire? Did you see the one where he set the house on fire and the guy had to pull the money out?
No, I did not. I'm not up to date on my Mr. Beast videos.
This poser. I thought we were over here to talk Beast clips.
I'm trying to catch up. Sorry, don't spoil it.
The name of the podcast
me.
Is Beast clips. I'm going to go, here he is, not trying again. Mr. Beast, I feel like, could eliminate me. So this guy
is like just tying this.
He's got to leave a burning building.
That's great.
To get $500,000.
I hope the guy burns to death.
Yeah.
I want the guy to be...
He goes, and here the bad news is. Turns out he didn't know it was pull, not push. He got trapped in there, smoke inhalation got him, and then the flames
the
danced
on his skin.
The good
news is he was passed out long before his face melted.
Yeah. The bad news is when the fire made contact to his face, it cut right through.
The fireman made a choice to take the money out, not save the victim. The fireman's like, I just got $500,000.
He's like, are you fucking kidding me? This is a fucking salary for a year.
Hey, boy.
I'm not going to fucking spatula up that thing that's on the floor.
He's like, turns out he melted to the floor.
All the boys are, all the boys
like
are.
When a 1,000-pound person fuses with a couch, he's part of the ground. He's the world's biggest YouTube star. His next move is to start a bank.
You can't. You can't muscle in on the bank.
Banking, dude.
He's going to have a tragic beast accident.
We're doing a bank that isn't backed by the FDIC. Meaning if any of your money goes missing, suck my beastly dick.
Hey, 12-year-olds, you should all...
Hey, invest in Beast Bank.
He has his own stock market. Yeah. In 20 years, he would like...
Probably.
It's just we are living in Beast World.
Yeah.
There's like blimps going by.
I'm in a courtroom, shackled, and they're playing this clip, and I go, I was a comedian. I was joking. And they go, silence, old man. You went against our Beast God.
You disrespected Mr. Beast.
Yeah, Mr. Beast, what do you think? He goes,
70 days. On a burning island. Yeah.
And you go, don't film it. I don't want my wife to watch this.
99 lashings in the public square.
With a whip that's on fire.
And you go, how are you going to do this?
Remove his eyesight.
We're taking his eyes and we're giving him
to someone else. Yeah.
1,000 people. Dude, eyesight removed.
Yeah, that's what it, I mean, it is. He would be a perfect Bond villain.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a perfect Bond villain.
Yeah, it's just insane what's going on. I wonder, like, do people still like him when they're past the age of like 14? Is this like something they watch where they go, where it's always just like one man versus 12 dogs?
Can I tell you? Yeah. You think because I've tried to like shit watch and I get into it.
Yeah.
I go like, you're watching it and you go, it's production value.
Sure. I keep going to click off, but then something happens.
Yeah, where you go, I don't know. They're good at it.
Yeah.
They're just like good at
keeping
you.
It's just whatever that frequency is in your brain, they just slowly, you just start to zone out.
Yeah, you're like,
I was in
like,
a daydream watching this for 5 hours.
You know how growing up, the two things that they always warned us about that never happened was quicksand and getting hypnotized?
Sure.
Remember how much they made you worry about getting hypnotized when you were a kid? And it was like, yeah. It was just that swirly thing, and you'd be like, they did it. They somehow did it. That's what YouTube videos do. You go like, I'm watching.
And then you go, I'll buy the Mr. Beast chocolate bar.
I want it.
I need the chocolate bar.
As a pothead, I eat an irresponsible amount of candy as an adult.
Yes.
One time I was in a green room. I won't say whose, but there was a box of Mr. Beast chocolate bars. I tried one. Sucked.
Yeah?
If a stoner puts down your candy bar, you're in big trouble.
Wow. Yeah.
If I went... No.
He got into the burger business, too.
Yeah. Did he?
One of Carly's burger reviews. Stay tuned.
Oh, you're astroturfing me. You're fucking building this, dude.
Stay tuned.
I knew it. Stay tuned
for my review. I'm not going to tell you more, but he did. I got one.
You got to click that button. You want to find out what's on there. I go, I need to know what the secret sauce is. The older I get, the more I'm like, man, I can't just keep smoking all the time. I got to go gummies. And then it's like, well, what gummies do I get? Because some... really do you in, and some you feel like don't even work. Well, check out Soul. It's a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. 5 different strengths. You can tailor the dose to fit your vibe, whether you're just like a little... 1.5 milligram microdose to their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience. You know that elevated experience. Bring on the holiday cheer and treat yourself or someone you love to Soul this season. Right now, Soul is offering my audience 30% off your entire order. So all you got to do is go to getsoul.com, use the code SODER. That's GetSoul, GetSoul.com, promo code SODER for 30% off.
I need to know what that fucking secret sauce is.
Yeah, he keeps launching businesses that all crash because it's not just the attention economy. It's an actual physical good.
Yeah.
So this bank is going to be an absolute
can
nightmare.
Can you bet against it? How do you bet against
know.
It?
I don't know. How can we short this bank?
Dude, I would short it. I would short it. That's what's. You know what's so funny is being on a show about finance... That I was on Billions for like 7 seasons. People think I know finance, and I don't know anything about finance.
So you just walk up to me and,
yeah, I do.
Quantitative easing.
That's exactly.
And walked out of there.
This is how stupid I was. They had a guy on set, shout out Turney Duff, who would sit there and tell us what it meant.
Oh, so that your character could know
more. So I knew what the fuck. Wow. He would explain it to me, an idiot.
No, I like that. That's an easier, better actor. You go, just give me the fucking fluff.
I go, what is this?
And he's like, the central bank is offloading
I
can't even pretend. I can't even riff it.
And then people, you're better than I was doing it. But I remember like being at a comedy club after a show and someone was like, but you get all that finance stuff. And I was like, no, not at all. No. And they're like, you don't know anything? And you're
bear
like,
squeeze, hostile takeover?
Nope. Don't know. And I go, nope, don't even know. Honestly, don't even know what the stock market
is. Can you even remember any of your lines enough to like bluff your way through like a party in the Hamptons or something?
No.
Could you like if someone came?
Honestly, maybe if you would have caught me in like 2023,
you might
like when this show was wrapping up, I could probably pull some shit from like, you know, episode 708. I don't know which one I was in, but something where I say it, where I was like, his quantitative outputs were, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
season, dude, I'm telling you right now, you walk up on me in 2018, I'm hitting you with some fake financial advice. I'm knowing all the jargon.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, the Dow is really doing something.
Oh my God, dude, I think I might have even been bullshitting about it. 2025, I don't know a goddamn thing, and I've smoked too much weed, and my brain's too full of resin. Now I go, dollars. I don't know.
But was that like? Was there times when you? I've never seen the show. But was there times when you're like just acting with Paul Giamatti, and then you would just go like, "Are you serious right now?"
There was.
Or then you go, "Fuck, I suck."
Yeah,
I suck so bad.
I did that with every scene.
Because
all the people, like, you don't understand this about shows like that. Giamatti, obviously.
Yeah, you could.
Maggie Siff, Damian Lewis, all the big dogs. But the people that are really good at acting, like really good at acting, are the unknown people that are around. Like the people I worked with, like Asia and Kelly and Daniel and like all these people that I worked with. And you just watch them act and you go, oh, you guys are like...
They're just not popular.
They're not famous yet.
Sure.
Like Ilfinesh, the girl who played my girlfriend in season one, she was like Bobby's... She was Axelrod's secretary and we had like a romantic thing. She's huge now. She's in like... She was in that new Spike Lee movie. She's like everywhere and she's a fantastic actress. But you like... You know what it is? It's like...
They were coming up, these guys, was it?
Yeah, it's like... It felt like when I was in comedy and you saw the people that were just kind of doing it just to do it and not really in it. And then they would see like the people that were in it and they're like, oh, you're in it. You're like doing mics and writing bits.
Yeah.
That's how it feels with like young actors. It's like, I felt like I was like an influencer trying to do stand up.
Yeah.
That's how I felt in their world. Like I was like,
are you out of it now? Are you gone? Are you never going to do?
I mean, like I would do trillions, the new one. Oh yeah. No.
I love you and the Saudi Arabian kings. Yeah.
I want to bring back billions, but call it trillions. Where is my fee? Bring my fee to
beheading square.
Do my fee. And then it's me going, I talked so much shit when all those guys came over here. It is like one of those things where it was like an awesome experience.
Sure.
But it also showed me that like I'm not built for that.
Yeah.
Like I'm just not. I think I would act in stuff if people wanted me to.
Sure.
And they were just kind of like, hey, act in this. But I could never see a world where I'm like,
really passionate about auditioning.
Just out there. Because you got to do, especially now, they're like the amount of jobs they have is so limited.
Yeah.
And if you're like, I would just be gunking up the works. I would just be like, nah, I don't really even care about that. Like, I like stand-up. That's like all I want to do.
100%.
So it is like interesting. But when I would watch, like, when you're talking about doing a scene with Giamatti, you're like, you're so good at this.
He's so good at it. Even when I'm watching
Damian Lewis. I did most of my scenes with Damian Lewis. And Band of Brothers.
Yeah, that's what we got from Band of Brothers, right? Yeah.
The guy's fucking done a ton of shit. And I would watch him act and I'd be like, yo, that. I would like want to talk to him about it. I'd be like, that was crazy. You like did it completely different, but it still worked. One time it was like season two and he was like yelling at us in this lecture and they filmed him first, like giving the speech at this lecture hall. And then they turned it around to like, because he like yells at me and yells at a couple people in the crowd during it or whatever. And a lot of the times, like big actors, they'll turn it around and they'll just like stand there and read their lines. Like they won't. This motherfucker was like acting while we were
off
doing
camera.
It.
Yeah.
And he was like off camera and there was like a crane shot that they were doing. And I remember he was yelling, doing his monologue, and then he dipped under the crane mid yell and came back up yelling. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I almost missed my cue because I was like, that's a motherfucking actor. But every time I'd be like, I suck. We were doing an episode that same season where John Singleton, the guy that did Boys in the Hood, like a legendary director, he directed an episode. And the scene was like me, Ilfinesh, Maggie Siff, and Damian Lewis. And I was just sitting there and I was like, why am I here?
You're just waiting for one person to
go. I was waiting for like John Singleton's assistant to go, why are you here? Because I was just in a chair and I was like, I don't know. Genuinely, all I want to do is go outside and take a one hitter and come back in and watch you guys do this scene. I don't even want to be a part of it.
That's so funny.
But it is like...
Yeah, you can see it happen. Tim Dillon's talking about that time he got shouted at that on Batman.
Oh, yeah.
where he was like... Say your fucking lines right.
Oh, well, he was in Joker too, which I never saw.
Yeah.
But Tim is like... I don't know. Like Tim could be in popped up in stuff. Tim is such his own personality that he pops up in stuff as Tim Dillon.
Yeah, he's all right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not
he's
like,
talking to the he's talking, I can to, he's play talking like, to Joker. I get it. I get it.
He goes, listen, what you guys are doing, I think is fantastic.
Yeah, why? Well, honestly, you got to do something.
Gotham City's been giving away money. Why not take some of it? I think burn a little.
What do we do? What do we do?
Yeah, it is like, you know, when, you know, similar to like Trump showing up in Home Alone 2. Where his cameo isn't like, oh my God, that's not, they don't have to say, oh my God, that's Donald Trump. He goes, go down the hall and do that. Like, Tim is like that. He's like Charles Barkley. He like shows up in something and he goes, Charles Barkley isn't going to play like the sheriff. He's going to be like, I'm Charles Barkley. He's like, what the hell is going on here? That's Tim. He just shows up and he's like, where am I? I love it. Yeah. I love that he's that big.
Yeah, it's great.
He also like, but Tim's going to get to the point where he can maybe fix big problems in your life. If you go, listen, there's a rezoning happening in Colorado with my mom, and I'll go, let me talk to him.
I got a guy.
I can make
it. Yeah, and then you go, he's gone this. And you go,
put him back.
I wanted an extension on the application.
Would be the guy to call me that goes, you and Colm talking about Mr. Beast has got yourself into some trouble. And you go, oh no, he reached out to
I got
you?
Guy on the inside.
Yeah. I know Beast. I know Mrs. Beast. We go to the Hamptons. We go to the Hamptons quite often. That is the weird part about like watching your friends get so famous.
Mm.
That like I don't know, there is a point where you go like, oh, the movies were right, where you go like, ain't it about the music anymore, man?
Oh, like, yeah
not like,
what happened to you?
Yeah, Shane has stayed Shane,
sure,
and I think that's, we always joke around that it's because of deep level of self-hatred.
Yeah, that's a nice one. It's also been like 4 weeks of like being the most famous guy. Like, it's been so.
Same with Nate. Nate's only been famous really for like 5 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but when you see the other people, you go, damn, it really does like long term. It's like the presidency. Like, when they show a picture of Obama before the presidency and then after 8 years, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't even need to have fame. If I just owned my own house, I think that'd be enough for me to be a shithead to everyone.
Yeah.
If I just had my own house, I'd be like, fuck all of you. You'd hate me.
I think the thing,
I would feel like I'm better than everyone else. Going, see, try take it. Try
I
take
own
it.
I own it and it's
paid. I got a gun.
Dude,
take it.
I fucking,
if you want, try it.
I absolutely understand that energy and I want it so bad.
I want
to
have
own a home and be like, get off my
I'm fucking. Treating my life like the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Even though people are like, oh, get off my land.
Brother, there ain't no community no more. There is a level of that where I can never get to that level because I would want to walk away too easy.
Yeah.
Like, if I made, like, what those guys make in a year,
oh,
I would be like...
Bro, I have a compound in, like, just outside of Billings, Montana.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I've got, a couple of my cousins are hired as sniper fucking snipers. No one's coming for me, but I just want them to be there.
Dude, you'd be in Durango, Colorado, and you'd be like, is that Dan Soder? And I just have a giant beard, and I go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, or I'll kill you. The going away thing is real big. People, I don't think... celebrities right now, because of everybody, I'm not talking about comedians, I'm talking about just in general celebrities. I think celebrities in general lost a really important tool they used to have in the 90s and 2000s, which it was probably easier to do because there was an industry of leaving, like going away for 2 years and then coming back out with something. And you go, because like, I like Ryan Reynolds. I love
any of them are just like Sydney Sweeney's just like posting
everywhere.
On a boat every day.
Everywhere. And it is, and it, you know, I don't really know. I don't think, as far as the individual goes, it's harder to blame them because it is how society's built right now. And everyone will tell you, like, once people are watching you, to get everything you can.
Yeah.
But then you think about people back in the day and you're like, I used to get so excited when Chris Rock would be like, I have a new special coming out.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I haven't heard from you in like 5 years.
Sure.
I forgot you were around. And now I'm like super excited for your new thing.
Uh-huh.
So I think people are just hanging around too long. And I feel like I do that all the time. Even like with this, I feel like I'm like, is this me hanging around too much?
Yeah.
Are you guys getting too much of me?
Yeah.
Like, and people are like, no, that's like.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold. Some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
People will be like, you should do the regs every week. And I'm like, but that's not how it is. You want us to not see each other for 100%. A while. So when we see each other, it's authentic. But it is. It's like a weird place we're in right now.
Yeah, it's kind of... And you know what? Bar shows kind of died out, I think, because of this in New York. Because it used to be a time when, like, say you, Samorel, whoever was coming up.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, that guy's sick. We got to go see him at some, like, Hannibal's Club. Because that's who you see. Now someone goes, oh, there's a new Dan Soder. You just immediately go on their Instagram page. Just 7.5 hours of them doing jokes. And then you go, I'm never leaving my house.
And that's why I think I'm, like, pretty... I'm a stickler for what I release stand-up wise.
Sure.
Because if you come, like, I'm on tour right now, none of that shit's online.
No.
None of that shit's online.
I don't do any of that repeating stuff.
And you know what's great about that is the one thing that, if we did have the taser, this is when Pimp would tase me about comedy.
But we can't.
Because it'll give me a heart attack, and I'm not dying on air.
Did you come up with a taser thing about comedy?
No, I bought one, and then I read
We had a Nerf gun.
On
our podcast, for any time someone got too serious, we'd shoot them in the face. But then it turns out it was just the whole thing. It was the whole show was just
I bought
there's a Mexican standoff pod.
I bought a taser for any time I talked about comedy too long. He could lean over and fucking, you know, and I'd be like, I'm sorry. But then I read the instructions and it was like, this is for a hog. If you do this to a person, they'll die. And I was like, so I just have it in there. Because then if shit pops off.
Oh, can I get, you literally can't tase me?
No, it'll kill you.
What, really?
No, it says like, and I looked it up.
How did you get it into this state?
Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon.
Shout out Bezos.
And it looks just on the thing. It says, do not interact with
do not do this on a podcast for a bit.
Do not. Your sponsors will be very mad.
Whitney Cummings died years ago doing this bit.
She got brought back.
We rebuilt her.
You think that's why she's a little weird right now?
We rebuilt her.
She was on the other side. We brought her back against her will. But it is, it's like.
Too much money would have been lost.
But I feel like with stand-up, it's like everything, I don't want anything online because how shitty that would be to like see something and then go see it. It's the opposite
of 100%.
Music, you want to know what you're going to see, but stand-up, it's like, it's a trick.
I get that, but I'm about to, I am literally, because I have to, I'm about to just be a content queen.
Dog.
I'm about to queen it up.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm going to be in a fucking van talking about how...
Bitch, show your butthole. I'll subscribe to your OnlyFans.
I'm doing some shit.
There is a moment where you do have to decide that.
I'm like, just going. I can't.
When I was talking to Pimp, before when I left the Bonfire, there was like a year where I had nothing. Mm. And it's like people that love stand-up are going to come out and see you, but it's the other people that fill the seats.
Sure.
So you have like your core audience, which always is going to want to watch you do stand-up, which thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You're the fucking best.
Yeah, shout out to my two.
but it is funny. And then you watch like the people that are like with you when you put out shit and then like leave and you go,
yeah,
why don't I do this? And we talked and he's like, well, I'll just put out shit for you because you hate doing it.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, great. Be my butthole. Just poop stuff out for me because I am such a tight butthole. I'm constipated as far as, but then you do have to be like conscious of like, well, I don't want to put out that stand up. I don't think it's ready to be filmed yet.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there are people that are like, bah! And then like, I got more. And I'd be mad as fuck if I was like, you didn't even work on this.
Yeah.
You're just like, son, what do you guys want to talk about?
I don't know. I think that could be just like this idea of waiting for this perfect stand-up might be just an old thing.
Yeah.
That's whatever the equivalent of these old guys going, you're burning your hour.
Yeah.
That's the act.
Yeah.
Now we're like, no. It's the first thought you have comes to your head. Shove it out there. This time next week, they'll forget about Charlie Kirk.
Poop isn't supposed to be solid. It's supposed to be loose and liquid-like. And you go, I think that's diarrhea. So, you're like, force it out.
Yeah.
Dude, because like, I can sit here on my couch and talk all the shit I want about fucking burger rating videos or whatever.
Yeah.
Watch me 6 years from now being like, hey guys, I'm reviewing old action figures. These ones are pretty sturdy.
And bro, like, I'm about to get into like survival content where I just like go out to Montana and try not get eaten by a bear.
I like that.
It's like worst case scenario, I get eaten by a bear. But you know what I mean?
But guess what? Your lovely wife is going to have to edit that footage.
Either way, those bills are gone.
Yeah, that is crazy. Did you ever watch the movie Grizzly Man? About the guy that lives with grizzly bears?
I know about it. I know about that guy,
it's,
yeah.
It's,
I am organizing a hike, though, to Wyoming. We're in the bears. I'm going to do a solo, like, eight-day walk. Like,
as someone from Colorado, how experienced with hiking are you?
I've done some hiking. I think I'm not going to go in raw. I'm not going to just, like survive a plane crash. No, it's not wilderness.
You're not
like,
going naked and afraid.
No. I'm not Bear Grylls where I have to, like, make a bomb.
You're going
to
have, like, a pack, but...
No, you have a pack with you, and then there's, like, a
what are you going to do in Wyoming? You're going to go up to the national park?
It's Southeast Yellowstone. There's a place called the Thoroughfare, which is the most isolated part in the lower 48, and it's an 8-day hike. But like, I've watched loads of videos of people. It's literally like old women who are like 60 go,
okay,
and then they walk, and then they have to go, "Hey bear, hey bear,
hey bear,"
and then the bears go, "Ah!" Yeah. And they run away from some old.
The ones that don't.
Are the ones that
are gonna be the biggest problem. And bears are just scary as fuck.
I'm like Mr. Bear or whatever. I'm like,
oh, you're like Grizzly Man?
I'm Grizzly Man, dude.
Like, that's Quincy. Watch the Werner Herzog documentary. He goes, Quincy doesn't like to be done. And that's the one that kills him.
The
whole time
absolutely.
He's like, that's my friend. And then the bear's like, watch this. Dude, when I lived with my aunt, she lived in a town in Alaska called Soldotna.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, you know, had a house, but she owned like an acre behind it. And she had a neighbor that was like maybe 50 yards next to her. And they had a house. And they had an acre behind them. But it was up this like fucking giant hill. And it's like light all the time. So it's like 1 a.m. And it's
just
like,
24 hours.
It's just like kind of dusk, you know?
Yeah.
And they had this golden retriever that they used to fucking have chained in the back, which I always thought was like weird because it's a golden retriever. It's like, it's an inside fluffy dog.
Sure.
What are you doing having to keep it outside? But there, dude, the dog was outside.
A Jurassic Park situation.
Dude, it almost looked exactly like it because it was a stake in the ground with a chain link thing and it was pinned. And the dog is like, ar, 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 ar. And I look up the hill and there's just this giant brown bear, like looking down at the hill, but like, I want to say 20 yards between the dog and the bear. And the bear's like, ar,
oh no.
Making this noise. And I was smoking a cigarette and I was like, I might have to watch this dog get eaten by a bear.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go inside and not know what happens.
Yeah, it's not a fucking open shooter, dude.
Yeah.
You got to.
The bear ain't going to be like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. Tell him what you saw.
But I also didn't want to go inside and then go to bed and wake up the next day and there's just a chain on the ground and I go, what happened?
There's a bunch of dog legs scattered around the place.
Just hair and then a chain on the ground. And I watched, dude, and this fucking bear, like, got a little bit closer, growling, but the dog was just like, da, 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 da. And finally the bear was like, nah, you're difficult.
Turned
around and ran.
These guys don't want the fight. They don't want trouble.
They don't want the smoke.
Unless it's fucking Grizzly Man, and he's doing a little selfie, and it's right before, because that was nap time, right? Yeah. They were about to go on their big, long winter nap, and they're cranky like toddlers. And they're about to, and this guy kept videoing, and they said, all right, fuck this.
So they went into his
tent. He goes, if I have to wake up and this annoying fuck is still here,
I'm going to bed for 4 months. If this fucking guy is here, I'm going to fucking, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to eat him right now.
And then his poor girlfriend was dragged along with him, remember? Grizzly man.
Yeah, yeah, he took her around.
Not grizzly woman, because he hadn't yet met her an honest lady.
So it's Ms. Grizzly Man. Not Mrs. Grizzly
and
Man.
And that poor woman was like, is your shirt safe? He's like, it's always gray. But he had never gone that time of year.
Yeah.
Because that was right at the end of the the feeding season, where they start acting crazy. They also say that on the other end is when they get out. So the Thoroughfare, I don't think you're allowed to do it in April, because that's when they're all waking up.
Yeah.
And if they see you, they'll just come charging at you.
Yeah, they go, well, look at this big bag of meat.
Yeah, they go,
well, I'm a little pissy.
Yeah.
And there's a big bag of meat that I'm faster than. That would be funny, though, if like we had to hunt like bears and just hamburgers were slow. You just saw a hamburger walking and a hamburger is like, hey, human.
Confusing.
I don't like that talking hamburger. But then one of us just goes, fuck this shit, dude. And then you're like, so good. Do they do that? The first bite with bears, do they go, this is so good.
Oh, I'm starving.
Like a review?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm a grizzly bear.
So today we're eating some Irish meat.
Yeah. this guy, it's a little bit stringier than like the fat American meat.
Yeah, you can tell he smoked cigarettes for too long. But
it's marbled. It's definitely the fat is marbled. It's putting its paw behind the piece so the camera can pick it up.
Yeah, and he's ripping you up going, you just rip up this rib here. This is where you get some really good lung.
This is a guy that grew up with not that many saturated fats. That's in his diet, and I can really tell.
Overall, not the best, not the worst. I'll give it a 6.2.
Bears. That's how you know nature's healing, when animals are doing review videos of humans they've killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. We might be cooked.
There's one human killed a year by a grizzly bear.
Is that what it is?
Would I be that guy? I don't think so. The only problem is...
I'll tell you what. This episode would do numbers.
Please re-release this. If I get munched by a bear... If I survive and I'm badly injured, that doesn't count.
And then the podcast cringes like, now he's damn shady, saying to call him, he wants him to die.
I mean, can you be any fucking dumber?
Can you be? They just said don't go hiking.
This is Brendan Schaub level of stupidity.
The fact that he thinks that bears won't eat him because he's Irish shows how incredibly stupid he is.
The problem I've heard of this is that the bear, because you could startle a bear. That's the worst part, is because like,
that's why they're embarrassed.
You sneak up behind
them. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Then they go, shit, sorry. Yeah, they buck out. That's what happens. That's what the worst is. Because if they see you, they'll probably run away. Right, but they'll get, if they have kids, they'll protect them. But if you scare them, but what happens is you pull out your fucking bear spray, and if the wind is going like towards you, you end up just spraying yourself in the face, and then the bear falls.
He goes, "Well,
which is worse?"
He comes over. He goes, "I'm gonna get you."
Yeah, no, he chases you and you don't run away. He's like, this is kind of a,
I don't know.
It's kind of fun if you ran away. Yeah, yeah.
I need you to be into it.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know. You're just like laying there. It just feels easy. Yeah. I don't know. I used to talk shit about moose because they'd eat plants and they don't move. I just feel like a hypocrite. Can you run?
Yeah.
Can you run for it? Dude, that's absolutely something I would do if Katie and I were on a hike and I was like, Katie, I got this. This is why I brought the bear mace. And he's watching it drift into her face and she's like, and I'm like, oh shit.
She's running away.
Oh God.
The bear just pushes right by you and goes after her.
Yeah, he's like, well, thanks for seasoning this one for me.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't want to. Dude, fuck that. Be careful.
I will see. I do have to like run this by my wife. So there's a huge, there's a big chance that she's just goes, absolutely not.
When are you planning on doing it?
August, I think. I got to look into it more. I do got to look into it more, but we'll see. Dude. But I would love to do it. 8 days, me.
Will you come back?
In the middle of nowhere?
Come back. It'll be like a year from now.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll come back.
I love that. Just like I've gone off to war.
Yeah.
Come back. Come back to me.
Make sure you see me.
Hey, write to me while you're out there.
I'm going to give you a letter with perfume that I wear.
Open this when you get there. Promise me you'll wait until you get there.
Yeah, dude, you come back with a giant... Well, dude,
we set our watches to look at the stars at the same time. You
know, I just know Colin's somewhere in Wyoming right now. And you go,
I'm just... help! Soder!
I hope he's looking up at the same moon. Just a bear eating your insides. Check out, go listen to Cockfight, the podcast he has with...
R.I.P. Colin Turrell, mauled by a bear.
Colin Turrell, dead from bear, but... Episodes alive with him, Lev Ferd, and Drew Dunn. Check out Cockfight. Check out the Colin Turrell show coming back.
If
we'll TBA. And also his special. Just go subscribe to his
YouTube channel. My YouTube channel. That's all Colin's you gotta do.
Colin's fucking hilarious. I've known him forever.
Yeah.
I'm glad he moved to America.
Thank you.
And I hope he doesn't get killed by a bear in Wyoming.
Thanks, guys.
That's it.
Thank you.